Happiness is a choice. You can choose to be happy. There is going to be stress in life, but it's your choice whether you let it affect you or not. That is a quote by Valerie Bertarelli. G'day guys, welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast. This is episode 492, Stress is Dissatisfaction by Living in the Future. It is my 3-minute thought. I apologize, it goes for about 6 minutes, but I hope it brings you some value, guys. I would love to know what you think. You can reach me at thehiddenwhy.com. Leave your comments in the comments fields there for this episode, 492. You can also reach me through my email address and the other social media platforms there as well if you wish to. Guys, that's it from me. If you like this episode, share it with your family. Share the love. That'd be great. Enjoy it and talk at the other end. See ya. Where does stress arise from? When you are next feeling stressed, try to pause for a moment and reflect on why. Try to create some understanding. I believe it's a beneficial exercise. So my thought today is to try and understand perhaps where stress comes from and why stress is perhaps dissatisfaction caused by living in the future. The dictionary defines stress as a state of mental or emotional strain resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances. Now, we all know what stress feels like, and I'm sure we've all experienced stress, some perhaps to a higher or more regular level than others. It's generally uncomfortable and not very nice. And what I've found is that in times of stress, it seems to be that our ugly side is exposed, our ugly character or traits. And certainly in my experience, that has definitely been the case. I actually remember doing a personality test as my days as an executive manager. And it was truly insightful. I can't remember which one it was. I don't think it was the Myers-Briggs one, but it was a quite in-depth one. And what it did, it highlighted perfectly to me what I viewed as my genuine characteristics and traits. However, there were two sides to each coin, two sides to each trait. It indicated that in adversity, my dark sides would come out. And those are the traits that while are not always shown or exposed, while in a period or moment of calmness are sort of subsided, when they are most prominent is when I'm under pressure, when I'm under stress. And it was fascinating at the time because I could clearly reflect on recent experiences in which my dark side were expressed. And what it did, it allowed me to just create that awareness, I suppose. So when I did feel in those moments of stress, I could better try and control it. So not to let these dark sides out. Because what happens when I let these dark sides out, it not only causes me more angst and less ability to achieve what I desire or what I hope to achieve, but it also causes everyone around me more angst and less ability to achieve what they desire and collectively what we desire. And that certainly is not beneficial for anyone. It's not beneficial as my role as a manager, but not beneficial in life. Yeah, we want to use our good characteristics and traits to bring out the best in us so that we can move progressively towards the state of existence that we really appreciate. So that was the problem with the dark sides. And I used to think that stress wasn't real. And this was a thought that was influenced by my father. And what I really think now is that perhaps there's depth to this thought. On one hand, perhaps he was right. Perhaps stress isn't real, and perhaps it's really just a conjuring of the mind. And if we stop and try to understand the source, perhaps we can see more clearly that stress is nothing more than our own self-created perception of that situation or circumstance. On the other hand, we can certainly feel it. We can feel pressure. We can feel the added stress of any given moment when it does come out. It's natural to us to feel more hot, maybe a more rapid heartbeat, overwhelm, etc., anxiety, things like that. So we can definitely feel stress. So I think there's two sides to that coin as well of whether stress is real or not. I'll let you assess it from there. I hope you're still with me. My thought today revolves around the question, is stress just a cause of dissatisfaction that comes by living in the future? And perhaps not all stress is a result of this, but I think there is certainly definitely some reason why holding on to future expectations is not ideal. You see, when we live in the future, we usually attach our thought to some ideal, some expectation or desired outcome. And when this is perceived to be threatened, we worry, we panic, we become stressed. This is triggered by current circumstances that challenge our ability to move towards this future moment, this future expectation. And a very basic example, but one I think that we can all relate to, is let's say that I'm wishing to buy an ice cream. I go to the store, I get to the counter, I ask for the 2 scoops, he starts loading up, and then I realize I've forgotten my wallet. Now, stress forms. Now, it may not form for everyone and it may not be that high a stress. And certainly, once you become aware, it's going to be one of those things that won't stress you anymore anyway. But certainly, it can cause that level of stress because our expectation of getting the ice cream, paying our money, and walking out of the shop has been challenged. And it's a number of reasons why we feel stress is because, number one, we can't get the ice cream. Number two, because we feel a little bit embarrassed, the guys, you know, serving up the scoops of ice cream, etc., etc. So you can understand why this stress forms. Now, again, I know it's a very basic example, but I really believe that it accentuates what I'm trying to explain here today about why when we live in the future by holding on to or clinging to some desired outcome or expectations, we put ourselves in that position of vulnerability, the possibility that the attached expectation will not be met if circumstance challenges us. And as we are all aware, many of the circumstances of our life are outside our direct control. What is in our control is the ability to let go of expectations. Now, I think it's absolutely fine to have expectations, but I think what's important is not to cling to them. What is important is to do our best in the moment to move towards them, but when we don't cling to them, if something does challenge us, if something does come up, we are less likely to be stressed by that and just realize it's just an obstacle still moving towards the same goal. So if you might find yourself stressed, pause for a moment, reflect on it and say, well, why is this causing me stress? What is the source of this stress? And perhaps you'll realize that it's some sort of dissatisfaction created by the expectation you have of living to the future moment by attaching yourself to that expectation. So that's my thought today, guys. I hope it made sense. I know it's a longer thought than 3 minutes. It's about double that time, but I hope it's brought you some value, something to reflect on in your day. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Jump onto thehiddenwhy.com and leave your comments in the show notes there for this episode, episode 492, I believe. 492. That's right. Check it out, guys. Let me know what you think. Love to hear from you. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. As long as we are asleep and unaware, we may never wake up to our true purpose in life. The Ultimate Life Map will assist you in defining your life compass. It will help you understand the fundamental life principles so you can purposefully navigate your way towards living a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, that is what my book, The Ultimate Life Map, is all about. Stop teasing yourself. Wake up. The life you desire is more possible than you believe. Align your thoughts and behaviors with your values, with what truly matters to you. The ultimate life isn't lived by aligning ourselves to societal expectations or external demands and measures. Those paths lead us into traps of acceptance, stagnations, and conformity. Break free from the status quo. Question everything. Ask why. The ultimate life is available for anyone, those that are willing to create the change that they desire. Are you ready to wake up? I've been working on this book for some time, guys. It's a project I am passionate about and very excited about getting it published and launched. And in launching it, I'm committed to raising enough funds in which I will be donating 100% of all the profits towards completing a schooling project in Uganda. This will give approximately 500 children the opportunity to attend school and create a better life for themselves. If you're interested in finding out more, guys, supporting this campaign, and even getting a copy of my book, head on over to theultimatelife.com and subscribe today.